What is just striking about the data we collected is just we know a number of refugees reached a very high level, and this is the highest level since the World War II. And we also know, and we also show in this paper, that the length of exile is very long, is like 25 years. So we show that this question is not a short-term question, and we cannot deal with this situation with short-term measures, but we need to think long-term. So education is can be one of the solutions, but what we show is that only 50% of primary school-age children are going to school, and only 25% of secondary school-age children are going to school, and this is a huge problem for the present and the future of these children and their families.
What are the recommendations you are making to improve this rate of school enrollment or enrollment in school, primary and secondary school?
There are basically four recommendations that we are making. The first one is that we need to recognize, especially the legislation and national policies need to recognize the right to education of refugees and internally displaced people. The second one is that we need to include these children and adolescents into the national education system. The third one is to improve the quality of teachers and the teacher training so that teachers can be prepared to deal with diversity and to deal with these children who do not necessarily speak the language of the country or who are traumatized because of war and the violence that they are coming from. And the fourth one, some of these children have not been in school for some time and have missed their schooling. So what we suggest is that we need to offer them accelerated learning programs or flexible learning possibilities so that they can catch up.
This influx of refugees put a high pressure on national education systems. Is it an example that you're showing in the report?
Yes, it is something we are showing as an example, is that most of the host countries are developing countries. So obviously, their educational system is already very much constrained. And with the influx of refugees, we are putting them again under much pressure. And this is the example of Lebanon, where even if they switched to a double shift system, they couldn't deal really with the influx of refugees. And switching to the double shift system, while it can help maintaining a certain level of enrollment, it can also put in danger the quality of education.
So what are the best solutions you recommend for countries to adopt to take on board all these refugee children in the national education system?
Yes, and we recognize that it will require a lot of resources, and that's where actually World Humanitarian Summit is very important, because this is where we will discuss about funding priorities. And so we need to put education as a priority so that the host countries can have enough resources to deal with these constraints on their education systems.